just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the Word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. Look in Psalm 73 for a minute, verse 25 and 26, where the psalmist says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There is none who cares but the Lord. There is none upon the earth but thee, O God, who careth for me. None have I in heaven but thee. This is enough, for thou hast said, the Lord is my helper, and he careth for me." Yes, he cares for you. Those dear friends who care, yes, they do, but they only care for an hour at the most. For they also have cares. But thou, Lord, art my portion forever, today and tomorrow. We're looking at the life of Job. In our own way, we're doing it. It's not any in-depth study or anything like that. But it's the life of Job. And we're right up now until we come to Job 1:21. None came I, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then we see in Job 1:11-19 the greatest shock a father can imagine. Now comes the beginning of Job's tests. We must keep in mind that God permitted them in Job's life. His sons and daughters were eating in one of the sons' homes. Along came a fierce tribal people. They captured his oxen. The house fell on his servants, killing them. Stunned, Job could barely comprehend all this. Suddenly, another messenger came, and he said, guess what he said? He said, all of Job's 7,000 sheep were burned to death. How could that happen? A sudden fire had trapped and burned them. Perhaps Job sat down dazed. Then someone announced that three bands of Chaldeans took his camels, slaying the camel men in the process. Shock upon shock, another messenger ran to Job's side. He gave the news that Job had already heard. His children were dead. These words verified the earlier report. I don't know where Mrs. Job was. Had she been standing next to Job when the messengers arrived? I'm sure that the news that all her children had died knocked her off her feet. No matter when she heard it, nor how she heard it, the declaration must have collapsed her body on the spot. I can see her stoop to the ground in grief and utter disbelief. Perhaps she even fainted. It is bad enough to lose your possessions, but to lose all your children in death, all 10 gone, how could it be? Job tore his clothes and declared, "The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." How can a man make such a statement when his children lay dead, when they lay dead at his feet? And when every earthly possession had perished, I don't really know, except there are some truths that we know and that we believe. One of them for the believer is Jesus Christ. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, he is in charge. No matter what comes upon us, he is there. He cares even when we don't feel that he does. He would not let anything touch us that he does not permit. We see this clearly in the book of Job. Later we read that Satan smote Job with sores from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. God knew it was going to happen. He permitted it. Job's wife had had it. Life did not look all glorious anymore. Job wished he'd never been born. He did not want to hear one note of joy. Job was in deep despair. Still, he trusted God. I want to read to you a poem that my grandson's wife, our granddaughter-in-law, wrote. Her father died a year ago, the day that she wrote this, and it touched my heart so. And I thought about Job and his wife, especially his wife, and the losses of her children. Summer's written, 1 year ago today, I heard my phone ring. 1 year ago today, I knew my life was going to change. 1 year ago today, I was told you didn't have long. 1 year ago today, my heart was beginning to lose its song. She's writing this to her father who died. 1 year ago today, I was able to tell you how much I loved you. 1 year ago today, you repeated, I love you too, sugar. 1 year ago today, I rushed back home to be at your side. 1 year ago today. We all knew it was almost time. 1 year ago today, I held your hand to let you know I was there. 1 year ago today was the first time I saw you scared. 1 year ago today, you were still able to laugh and smile. 1 year ago today, even you knew you were on your last mile. 1 year ago today, I will never forget. 1 year ago today, the lights in your heavenly mansion were being lit. 1 year ago today, you still had a sparkle in your eye. 1 year ago today, I knew you would still become a sparkle in mine. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray to you today there are people who are listening who have had a death in their family. Maybe it was 1 year ago today. And their hearts are aching, Lord, for the loss. We pray for them. We don't know if the loved one was saved or not, and the girls who are listening to me. I don't even know if the women who are listening to me are born again. But, Father, death is very final. Job discovered this. With all the loss he had, Lord, when his children were taken, that was the final straw. So, Lord, I bring my friends out there in Radioland to you right now. And I ask that you comfort them in their losses and in their crosses and in their despairs. And may they seek thy face, Lord, for comfort and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're following the life of Job. My mother wrote about my tears, her tears. My tears, are they not in thy book? God keeps the records of my griefs. He is a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, touched with the feelings of my infirmities. God said to King Hezekiah, I have seen thy tears. He gives us tears to wash away the pain and disappointments. My question, what are you crying about today? What has brought your tears today? Now let's turn to another part of Job. Look at Job 3:21, which long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than for hid treasures. The Bible reading that this devotional is based on is from Job 6:27 to Job 10:3. Here we are again looking at a man named Job, whose God had watched and protected him for many years. If you remember, Satan pointed out that Job was such a godly man because God had put a hedge around him and his family. I remember when touring Northern Ireland's countryside, or was it England? I can't remember, that we were shown strong hedges that circled a sheep pasture. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of those hedges. We were told that it was practically impossible for an animal or a person to penetrate that growth. Just think what it must have been like for Job to be surrounded by God's guard all of his adult life. Perhaps that was why Job was flabbergasted that his life had been destroyed by God's granting Satan permission to touch Job. Of course, Job did not know that God had given Satan permission. Reread what happened when the hedge was removed. Satan's touch was awful and aggressive, not gentle as with Eve in the garden. It seemed that Job was covered with boils from head to toe. As I meditated upon that physical hardship, I wondered why Satan chose boils. Why did he not choose a broken hip or an arm? Why did he not doom the man with tuberculosis? It could have been a skin cancer. Was it this disease? Was it like smallpox or measles? Was it something like a staph infection? It creeps to distraction all over the body and into the blood system. We don't know why Satan chose boils. Perhaps God did not reveal the exact disease so that when we are physically afflicted, we can think our sufferings are the same as Job's. I believe that is why we are not told the exact illness of the Apostle Paul. He called it his thorn in the flesh. We read about that in 2 Corinthians 12:7-8. Notice that Paul, too, attributed his incurable illness to the messenger of Satan. He was not ill because of sin. He was not ill because God permitted a demon to touch him. My friend, be reassured that though you are ill and miserable, God knows. There are no surprises with him. Job's grieving wife was beside herself. We can tell this is true by her advice to her ailing husband. She said, "Curse God and die." Job understood his wife's concerns. I feel certain that she regretted her sharp tongue in future years. She watched her beloved husband suffer physically and emotionally. She could hardly bear it. She had never seen a man so distraught. They had buried 10 children. Remember? Perhaps the burial plot was on their own property. Job rebuked his wife, even in his horrible pain. He took his husband's responsibility to set her straight. Job told his wife that she talked like the foolish women. I'm sure that did not go over too well with her. Sometimes our husbands rebuke us, and we really need it, but it hurts. There must have been many of those foolish women in that circle of friends that Mrs. Job had. She knew who they were. She knew how they acted. We never heard of any more rebellion from her mouth for the rest of this book. The book of Job is a book devoted to human suffering and mental pain. It changed Mrs. Job's whole life for the rest of her life. What do you think? Job had wished he'd never been born. He longed for death. He cried, "I long for death, but it cometh not, and dig for it more than hid treasures." Death did not come yet. Yet. Death did not come yet. Master, the tempest is over. The elements sweetly rest. Earth's sun in the calm lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer. Leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever they be, no water can swallow the ship which lies, the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, be still. Peace, be still.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m., and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?